Do you know what I think God wants from you today, from every last one of us in this room? To finally settle once and for all that nothing is going to do it. Nothing's going to continue. Oh, I wish this would continue on forever. This is so wonderful, this experience I'm having. Or this person I've met. It says there's no continuing. So he says, because we don't have a staying place in our minds, our experiences, our homes, our relationships, our goals, our plans, because there's nothing there that continues on, it always falls short, it always lets us down, it always gets frustrating, it always turns us off, it always passes. It can't work. We're tasting now. The feast is tomorrow. Now, I want to say to you this morning, without qualification, every one of you has a race. It's a long race. And I haven't got a word from God as to how much longer this race is going to go on for. Maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's 20 years. Maybe it's 25 years. I don't know how long my race is. But I know this. I'm called of God not only to run it, but to be patient at it all those years long. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and he'll add these things to you. It's God's job to add these things. It's your job to run your race with patience. And if you don't know what your race is yet, you'd better repent on your face and say, my God. Are you running your race with patience, ladies and gentlemen, is the big question I have to ask you here today. Are you running your race with patience? Thank God he's preparing a city where I will be satisfied, where I will be fulfilled, where I will be at home, where I won't be disappointed. Thank God! That's what I live for. The promise. The promise.